This is Abraham. I'm here today for a certain teaching that comes from the mansion worlds and will enable many of you to form an idea on how justice works. Divine justice comes from the Trinity. It is not personalized. It is from the unified existence of the Trinity. Justice is applied. The task before the magisterial sons and the Trinity teacher son and sons, other Trinity teacher sons are involved. With the missions coming to your rancha, are how to unify the justice required by the Trinity with the loving service and mercy shown by the magisterial sons and by Michael. In order to understand how this unity can form and be applied to your rancha, I draw from a primary teaching from the mansion worlds with which many of you may be familiar. I quote exactly from the Urantia book to say, one of the purposes of the Marantia career is to effect the permanent eradication from the mortal survivors of such animal vestigial traits as procrastination, equivocation, insincerity, problem avoidance, unfairness, and ease-seeking. The Mansonia life early teaches the surviving Marantia pupils that postponement is in no sense avoidance. After the life in the flesh, time is no longer available as a technique of dodging situations or circumventing disagreeable obligations. The quote in the teaching implies that time is real and time is used by mortals, oftentimes unconsciously. Time is felt, time is lived. One is conscious of time, one is often not conscious of time, but one uses time. How that time is used shapes the mortal life and begins to shape the eternal life. Now, this teaching focuses the mansion world student on becoming aware of time and the history of how a mortal could and often has used time to avoid. Think for a moment about procrastination. I will do it later. I will do it another time. I'll forget about it for now. Think about equivocation. Yes, I'm in favor of it. I will do it at some point. I'm in favor. Think about insincerity. I will do it, knowing I will never do it. I mean to help, knowing that I won't help. My intention is to help, but I won't help. Problem avoidance. This one is difficult because avoiding problems can be a very functional and efficient way to live if one can anticipate problems and learn to get around them. Ultimately, however, the teaching is that problems cannot and will not be avoided. unfairness. Nearly every mortal on Urantia has an underlying sense of fairness and unfairness. Not everyone acts on being fair instead of unfair, but everyone has a basic concept. Think of treating others as you would want to be treated. Ease seeking. This can be very subtle. It makes sense to a mortal to find the easiest route, to make things easy on oneself. There's a distinction between removing undue pressure, unrealistic expectation of oneself, versus trying to find the easy way to go, the easiest way to do something. Not in the name of efficiency or productivity, but in the name of avoidance. Time in this scenario becomes a technique. In all of these situations, one can interject time between the awareness of the task or the obligation and the doing of it. Time is then not seen as a tool of advancement, progression. Time is then used and seen as a way of slowing progression, avoiding advancement, oftentimes because of fear. The inconvenience of certain tasks can often be traced to a deeply hidden fear, a fear of facing an interface with time itself, with reality, of the internal spark that lights itself to stimulate the mortal to seek perfection. An animal mind is made uneasy by this spark and will do whatever it can to avoid feeling it. An advanced animal, such as a mortal being, a human, has developed the ability to consciously use time, to delay, to avoid disagreeable obligations. Now, this teaching lends itself to the beginning understanding of how justice is applied. Justice can be defined in one among many ways. The way today is can be defined as time is up. You must make a choice now. Even as I say that, the eternal now reverberates with me. Justice declares unfairness cannot be avoided. Recognition of unfairness cannot be avoided. Justice declares awareness of insincerity is to be had now. Justice declares the choice is unequivocal. Justice declares the choice means you must face what you never wanted to face. Justice declares there is no easy way around facing justice. The justice of the Trinity brings the eternal now to the mortal. The choice made now is an eternal choice. There can be no hesitation, no equivocation, no insincerity, no avoidance of any kind. The choice is now. When a mortal understands this aspect of justice, one can determine the eternal future of survival or not by making a choice now. Mercy intervenes in this administration of justice by enabling those who in that moment open themselves to mercy, not even knowing it's there, but open themselves to understand that now is eternal. The refocusing of the mortal mind into an awareness of time and how it has been used to avoid this moment, to avoid this reality, is a step toward the eternal now. It creates in the mortal mind a brief perception of time as it has never experienced before. The time it takes for the mortal mind to recognize justice is at hand and to make a choice to choose survival or not. That is the early experience of the eternal now. That is mercy being administered along with justice, which demands a choice. When the choice for survival is made, there is no avoidance of the disagreeable obligation to face any evil one has perpetrated toward others. Any conscious denial of spirit existence that one has devoted their effortful attention to perpetrating. One must see that in that moment of choosing survival and ask for mercy. Become a receptor of mercy by seeking it. The recognition of evil becomes a receptor of mercy, if in the recognition of that evil, one seeks it. The Trinitarian justice has been applied by having the mortal choose now. The early sense of eternity happened when the choice is made. When the mind must recognize the evil it has perpetrated, acknowledges it, and accepts that it perpetrated that evil, and then opens the door to seek mercy. Another mortal mind might believe it can still use time to avoid this disagreeable moment. Trinitarian justice does not allow the mortal to misuse time in this fashion anymore. The eternal now of choice removes from this mortal mind the path to survival. That mortal then faces a fate based on avoidance, denial misuse of time. And that is what awaits that mortal. We see on Urantia many will not choose to recognize and accept in that eternal moment, that eternal now, the evil, the neglect, and in some cases, iniquity that they have perpetrated on Urantia. Many will continue to contrive ways of avoiding, deluding themselves into believing that evil is their real answer. The denial of divine mercy is as much a part of the mortal mind as it has been infected by the influence of Kaligastra, as any tendency toward evil is. This is what the Trinity faces and brings to this mission, not just adjudication offered by magisterial sons, but divine and impersonal justice. This union of Trinitarian justice and loving service and mercy from magisterial sons, Trinity teacher sons, and from Michael is unique. This is a new way that deity functions on Urantia. As this unified effort unfolds on Urantia, it will become a living expression of deity, a new function of deity, which derives from the deity absolute, new potentials are becoming. Such an approach has been judged by all in the mission to be necessary, primarily as determined by the Trinity. The best way for all of you to prepare for the missions to come is to remember the Mansion World teaching. Meditate on it. Let the Marantia meaning, the Moda meaning of this lesson permeate your self-awareness. It will offer for you an awareness of your link to your fellow mortals. It will lead you to the inherent brotherhood, knowing that you will face a moment when you must choose now. If you accept the choice, time will serve you. You will no longer have to misuse time by inserting it between yourself and that which you avoid. Time will then serve you as it is meant to do, to put you on a path of progression. I bless you. I thank you for listening to this lesson,